Chapter 66, Behold, I Come Quickly. Recently in the night season, my mind was impressed by the Holy Spirit with the thought that if the Lord is coming as soon as we believe He is, we ought to be even more active than we have been in years past in getting the truth before the people. In this connection, my mind reverted to the activity of the Advent believers in 1843 and 1844. At that time there was much house-to-house visitation, and untiring efforts were made to warn the people of the things that are spoken of in God's Word. We should be putting forth even greater effort than was put forth by those who proclaimed the first angel's message so faithfully. We are rapidly approaching the end of this earth's history, and as we realize that Jesus is indeed coming soon, we shall be aroused to labor as never before. We are bidden to sound an alarm to the people. And in our own lives we are to show forth the power of truth and righteousness. The world is soon to meet the great lawgiver over his broken law. Those only who turn from transgression to obedience can hope for pardon and peace. Oh, how much good might be accomplished if all who have the truth, the word of life, would labor for the enlightenment of those who have it not. When the Samaritans came to Christ at the call of the Samaritan woman, Christ spoke of them to his disciples as a field of grain ready for harvesting. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? He said, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Christ abode with the Samaritans for 2 days, for they were hungry to hear the truth. And what busy days they were! As a result of those days of labor, many more believed because of his own word. This was their testimony, we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.